Parts of the region recently reached code red for poor air quality, and that had some people perplexed. Warnings about dangerous levels of ozone are frequent on hot summer days, especially in urban areas. But this was the middle of winter. The warnings were for high levels of tiny particles that federal regulators only recently began monitoring. They're spewed from diesel engines, factories, power plants, and fireplaces. Air monitors in Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Indiana recently registered unhealthy levels of these particles, some of them for a few days straight. Jim Haywood says the problem was an unusual weather event for this time of year. Haywood is a meteorologist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. He says a high-pressure system moved very slowly over the Great Lakes region for several days. When you get high pressure, the air below sinks, generating a layer of warm air that acts like a lid.
So that warm air that was sinking effectively stops at a few hundred feet from the surface of the ground and acts like a cap. It does not let any of the pollutants that are released at the surface pop up through that cap.
So all the pollutants that would have gotten picked up and diluted by the wind instead just hung out for days, building up and reflecting sunlight to create haze. Eventually, a cold front pushed the high-pressure system out of the way and took the pollution with it. But what about those few days when the Environmental Protection Agency was warning about unhealthy levels of particulate pollution? For people with heart or lung disease, agency health officials say short-term episodes can lead to asthma attacks or even heart attacks. And they say healthy children and adults can experience throat and lung irritation. Susan Stone is an environmental health scientist with EPA. She says particle pollution warnings could soon become a staple of the daily weather report, much like the familiar summer ozone warnings.
With ozone, we have the network in place to be able to deliver those forecasts. People are used to hearing that on TV, and we are working to provide that same level of coverage for particle pollution.
Stone says EPA is rolling out a new program called EnviroFlash nationwide. It sends real-time air quality information to people's email accounts or pagers. EPA is offering the service through state environmental agencies. And beginning in 2010, areas that register unacceptable levels of particle pollution will be required to clean up their air. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sarah Hewlett.